Let us bring in Pat Pagano right now and check the forecast. Isn't that something, Pat? 893 people registered for that contest.
That's what happens when people are home and bored.
800. The previous high we ever had was in the 400 to 500. 800, some, almost 900.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So anyway.
And that's not a winning forecast, that's for sure.
Well, you know, we've got tonight the ski jump start, Friday Night Lights. It's target jumping. There's no admission. The human dog sled race has been canceled because of COVID-19, but there's free admission tonight, and there'll be food trucks there. You have to social distance. And then Saturday and Sunday, there's practice jumping from 11 to 1, and then the competition for the Junior Nationals continues from 1 o'clock on. They can allow the first 400 people in, and as more people leave, more people can come in. There's food trucks there. You have to social distance and wear a mask when you're in line for there and stuff like that. Then it goes the same thing on Sunday. If you feel a little squirmish about going out and being around other people, they're going to stream it live online. You just go to jumpfest.org and click on the link. But now we have a potpourri of things that can happen this weekend, right?
Absolutely. And nothing today. Sun and clouds mid-20s. Tonight, 5 to 10 above. Some sun for Saturday, mid-20s. And then tomorrow night, we get some snow coming in, and we have snow or a wintry mix tapering off Sunday. So I think in the afternoon there probably will be nothing. And anything prior to that also looks extremely light, maybe an inch or two. That's it. Okay, then Monday, the wintry mix is possible again. And it still looks light, but nevertheless, it's a wintry mix, 30 to 35. And then Tuesday, a more important storm comes up from the south. And again, if it develops quickly along the coast, it could be all snow. If it doesn't, it'll be snow going over to a wintry mix, and that means ice. And there could be accumulation of ice as well on Tuesday. Tuesday definitely looks like the, quote, heavier day for precipitation.
Now, if it stays all snow, what do you think of a pretty good snowfall, like 6 inches plus?
6 plus.
Okay.
Right. Yep. I told my sister last night, because my sister, the way it works with the bank, she goes into the bank for 2 weeks, and then she stays at home for 1 week. And next week, she's her second week going into the bank. I said, just inform them that you spoke to your brother, and he told you that the weather on Tuesday could be extremely hazardous for driving. So they may want to know about this now. So she's going to send an email to her managers and everything like that. I don't want them to get into a habit, but if they do, I'll be more than happy to charge them for the service.
Exactly right. Hey,
simple as that.
They charge you.
Exactly. And I have to tell you, I had a follow-up doctor's appointment scheduled for Tuesday, next Tuesday. And yesterday, when I got off the air with you, I said to myself, you know, that's never going to happen. Because number one, I'm not going to be able to get out of here. And number two, I'm going to be needed, you know?
Yeah.
So I called to see if I can get the appointment earlier. And I was lucky because I had an opening yesterday at 11:15. So I got there at 11:15. This is the first time I met this new doctor. My former doctor took a hiatus for at least a year. And he told me to ask for this doctor. He's a very young doctor, very, very nice. I have been having lower left back pain. Originally, it's about 3 weeks now. Originally, I thought it was the yoga, but it's not. I took a yoga class last night and it actually made it feel better. So I know it's not the yoga class. So I was kind of worried. Could it be a kidney stone? What could it be? So anyhow, he thinks that it could be a hernia. And he is recommending that I see a surgeon, and then they'll go from there. So next week, I guess I will call if I have a break in the weather, which looks to be Wednesday of next week. I'll call and see if I could get a consultation with them and see what they say.
Yeah, hernias. Yeah, it's funny. I woke up this morning and I can barely use my left arm. And it all comes from, I think, two nights ago, I woke up and I was in a position where my left arm was back behind my head.
Oh, yeah. You must have pulled a muscle.
I don't know if I pulled it, but I certainly stressed it. And yesterday it was a little bad, but this morning, like if I've got a can of soda here. I can lift up a can of soda, but if I try to bring it to my mouth, it's impossible. I've got to push the arm against my side and then go.
Yeah, that's a nerve. That's a nerve. You probably have a pinched nerve.
Yeah, but it was just plain. I don't know how my body slept through it. I'm telling you, you would have thought that I was double jointed when I woke up and I tried to get up, and I found out which way my arm was. Unless the dog did something and said, I must have upset the dog, and the dog moved my arm is all I could figure. But so.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you have. That's what it sounds to me. If you can't bring your hand up to your mouth, that sounds like a pinched nerve. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's some listeners out there who know something about this. Maybe they'll send you a text or something.
Well, I just have to just not use the arm that much. And it'll, and then I'm sleeping straight on my back, and I keep
right. Try to alleviate the pressure.
Yeah. So I think I'll be fine. But it's funny. This morning it was just like, and you know, there's nothing worse than having to shower and dry with one arm.
Oh, with one arm. The other thing. I hate to disappoint you, Marshall. You will not be able to join the ski jump this weekend.
Oh no. I know.
That's out.
I love the ski jump folks, but I tell them I wish they were a summer sport. I cannot take the cold weather. Like this morning, I don't know why I was surprised, but I was surprised when I got in my car and it was 4 degrees. I don't know why I was surprised.
We thought it was going to be in the single number.
Yeah, but yeah. I was surprised.
So, this is some of that Arctic air, and this is what's going to make play havoc with us. From the weekend into next week, because the cold air will be on the ground, but aloft, some milder air will get above it, and that's where problems come in.
All right. Well, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend, and we'll check with you on Monday.
Monday it is. Have a good one.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.